بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. This is no special program or New Year's program. We don't have a program for New Year's. Right now Ramadan is on the doorstep. The dua should be also Allah barikana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وتسلمه لنا متقبلا. This was the dua of Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام. At one point over here also, we post his duas in the groups, not just to see them, but to read them. So at least one time we read the duas, if we find in the groups coming, at least we get the reward of making amal upon the sunnah. Like how we here also, janazah notice will come, we will see the janazah notice, I will just scroll a little bit and enlarge in the picture who janaza it was, but nobody will say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But that too now is dying away in the ummah. Those listening on the radios also, they will say so and so passed away, nobody will say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Or the presenter will say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, nobody will reply for some other listeners. So all these things you have to take note of them, that these sunnahs now are coming out because of technology or because we just become complacent or overload of information. So we just take it. So the du'as, we are seeing it, but we're not reading it. At least one time we read the du'a, then we get the reward of the sunnah. Haramain Sharifain also we'll hear. They're making an announcement. As-salatu ala al-mayyit, yarhamukumullah. That there'll be salatul janaza upon the mayyit. May Allah have mercy upon you all. So we hear it. This is janaza notice. But they also, nobody will say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Somebody has passed away. So, qalu inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Those that will say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This wazifa also is specially reserved for this ummah only. Even Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, when such a calamity afflicted him, alladhina idha asabatum musiba. Quran says that when an affliction has to afflict you, calamity has to afflict you, then qalu inna lillah. Those that have iman, they will say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What a calamity afflicted him. But then too, he didn't know this wazifa. Allah Pak did not reveal it to him. That's in wahi to him. Yunus alayhi salatu salam also, in the belly of the fish, they also, he wasn't inspired of this wazifa. Inna lillahi. So many anbiya alim, Ayyub alayhi salatu salam, the amount of difficulty he went through, they also, he wasn't inspired with this wazifa, inna lillahi. So all anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, this was reserved specifically for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. By saying it with yaqeen and conviction, Allah relieves the pain. We believe this, inna lillah, verily we belong to Allah, nothing belongs to you. Even your own life doesn't belong to you. You muhtaj upon Allah. To come into this world, we need Allah. To leave the world, we need Allah. Every step of our life, we need Allah. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul faqara'u ila Allah. This history, last night's majlis, our Honorable Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, Nawarakatu, who explained the same ayat. Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah is addressing mankind at large, that is the Muslims. Ya ayyuhan nas, every single person. Antumul faqara'u, the emphasis, you are all fuqara. You are a faqir, you are a pauper, you are a beggar. As Hakim Sahib Rahimullah will say, you are a registered beggar. Registered. Can never be registered. For life you are a registered beggar. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached your begging bowls to your body also. Your two arms and your palms. And what a bowl Allah Pak has given you, as Hakim Sahib Rahimullah would say, that even a beggar now, a professional beggar, professional beggar, he knows how to beg. He knows which corner to stand also. He knows this is the right corner, because this corner, this intersection, is the intersection people have to pass to go to the hospital. So here the revenue is good. But somebody's wife is giving birth. Somebody is going for heart surgery. Somebody. So this is, yeah, I'm going to collect over here. Because they're going to take out the sadqah. And he's just like a Muslim. He's going to call you bhai also. So every seat corner, we got some bhai waiting for you. Bhai or ben. So even they have this conviction by dressing like a Muslim, beggar, the Muslim is going to give me. But how sad that Muslim sitting in the car doesn't look like a Muslim. The Muslim sitting in the car with the aircon on and the window up, he doesn't look like a Muslim. He doesn't have yaqeen himself that if I dress like a Muslim, Allah will give me. with a beggar, who's a professional beggar, he knows if I dress like a Muslim, and I say, Assalamu alaikum, it is the name of Allah, that Muslim will give me. Because I'm dressed like a Muslim. But that Muslim who's sitting in the car, he doesn't have this yaqeen that if I dress like a Muslim, Allah will give me. He doesn't have that identity in him. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal nas, O people, antumul faqara ila registered beggars. Even that beggar, who is a professional beggar, that bowl he has also, for years he has it, that he scraped, he has scratches inside. He can't take now expensive bowl or a cup or a container for begging. See something, he looks like a real bicharo now. Look at the bowl he has also, so broken, scratched, old. But then to the time will come in the day where that bowl will be kept on the shelf. And he'll go to bed. Now he's no more a beggar because the begging bowl is kept away. Allah is saying this is the difference between you, the professional beggar, and the one that begs from me. There's no chutti for him. He can't put away his begging bowl. There's attached to him. Before he sleeps, as soon as he wakes up in the morning, when he goes to a job, when he's sitting in the car, his bowl is attached to him all the time. And a beautiful thing we learned from our Honorable Sheikh recently, he says, we don't have time to make dua nowadays. We're all in a hurry, but we should have a slot in the day. This time I make dua. Be it 1 minute or 2 minutes, but start at least. At least start making the dua. Whether tawbah is the far, Ya Allah, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Oh, Ya Allah, shukr to you, shukr to you. Thank you, Ya Allah. But take out the time. And then, just as a starter, after every good amal, 1 minute make dua. Every good amal, Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq that I was able to do this. Then for that good amal that you have done, after every good amal, a dua is accepted. So make a 1 minute dua at least. Make a 1 minute dua of shukr to Allah at least. Oh, tawbah to Allah. Ya Allah, I couldn't do the amal properly, but you give tawfiq. You give the courage. You give the ability whether to do or to abstain, to refrain. Make half minute dua, 1 minute dua. And a good deed pulls a good deed. I will start doing it, then slowly, slowly this dua will increase. What is dua? And I'm talking to Allah. Now I've got ta'alluq. Now I've got nisbat. Now I've got connection. I'm taking your time to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now and then make a habit. So you are all fuqara, registered beggars in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This isn't our topic of discussion. It's a very informal program tonight. We had the itinerary sent out more or less. This is scheduled, but it was because it was a last minute program, we decided to move the Thursday night Lailatul Jumu'ah program to tonight. It was very sudden. Allah Ta'ala accept it. But the main fikr, my dear brothers, the main fikr, you may be a small jamaat, come in fiatin qalilatin. Maybe a small jamaat, but Allah ki madad hamesha kamzoro ke saath hoti hai. Allah's help is also always with the weak ones. We are the weakest ones of the ummah. That's why we came over here, Ya Allah, we're too weak to be anywhere else, because we'll get caught right now. So better we get caught in the company of the pious, all come together, we create an environment, Allah save us with this fikr, Ya Allah, shukr to you. And how many bandas out there, Ya Allah? Those that will frequent the masjid, become pigs of the masjid, to the barakat of them sitting in the masjid, it draws the rahmat of Allah. And that azab that was just suspended in the dunyavi asman, in the skies of the dunya, that were to afflict man by those frequenting the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds and pulls it back, the type of azab. Just because of those sitting in the house of Allah. The house of Allah, the most beloved place to Allah. And the marketplaces, the most despised place to Allah. Why the house of Allah, the most beloved place? Because this is a place of muhabbat, rahmat, barakat, malaika. Everything is happening in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And every house of Allah is connected to Baytullah. And Baytullah is a markaz of rahmat. So those that will come, they will enjoy the rahmat of Allah. But don't keep it within ourselves. Make niyat, Ya Allah, we are sitting here for the fikr of a hidayat of mankind. Not just for ourselves. We're not saying for Muslim also. Hazrat says, make a big intention. Make a, Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. In tafsir of Akramul Akramin, Allah is Kareem. Who is Kareem? Alladhi yu'til ajr al jazil ala al amali al qaleel. Who is Kareem? Who is Shakur? Allah is Shakur. Allah is appreciative. Allah is appreciative. He gives great reward on little amal. big rewards. Small amal you did, Allah says, so much I'll give you. And then too, it's just to, what do you say, throw us up at level, so you do it. But wallah yudha'if, Allah ta'ala multiplies, and how it multiply also. Allah just gives as He wishes to, according to one's intention, qurbani, sincerity. Allah is kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives free, bighayri istihqaqin, wala minna. Kareem is that zat that gives bighayri istihqaq, without being even deserving. Allah just gives it. Allah just overlooks, just give it to him. Just make him happy. Maybe he'll come back running. Like how the husband, he has this in mind now. If I buy this for my wife, inshallah will be muhabbat between us. And if I do this, if I take her there, if I buy that for her, it'll get more muhabbat. So Allah tell us, just give him. It'll get more muhabbat. Maybe he'll come running to me. He'll show me more muhabbat. He'll come closer and nearer to me. So Allah tell us, give bighayri istihqaqin, without being deserving, wala minna, without you even asking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, or even praising Allah, Allah just gave it. Just gave it, enjoyed my banda, but think of me, make shukr to me. So Hazrat says, make niyati Allah for mankind, not just for the Muslim ummah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sent for mankind. There's two words used in Quran, tabligh and tadhkir. Wa dhakkir fa inna dhikra tanfa'ul mu'mineen. What we are doing now, we go in the path of Allah, we're making tadhkir, we're reminding the believers. So believers, you remind them of the forgotten responsibility. Tabligh is unto the kuffar. Ya ayyuha rasul, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Make tabligh what has been revealed to you. But tabligh is unto the kuffar. And tadhkir is then within the Muslim ummah. That to remind them, to wake them up, that you have a responsibility to fulfill to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we sit with the intention, Ya Allah. There's so many youngsters, whoever they may be, out there, male, female, on this one night. There's one light, how many dunya and akhirat is destroyed? Just bad company, bad avenue, place of vice, one wrong friend, just offers him one drug, and 30 years of his life is gone. 40 years, on all, it's just one night. Who Allah will turn around, Allah is muqallib al qulub, Allah is musarrif al qulub. Allah is the controller of hearts, He can turn it as He wants to, but bahana dunti hai. He looks for an excuse. Who's there to make the dua? Who's there to make the effort? Who's there to cry for the ummat? Kam karne wale bohat hai. Rone wale bohat kam hai. Or Ilyas of Rahimullah, he says, many are doing the effort. Very few that are crying. And when the baby will cry, the mother will feed. The one friend of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, that he would take loans to loan people. This is the highest level. In Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Where he would take loans, and you service the loan to loan someone else. Hazrat say Allah Ta'ala bring us to that level. If I can't help somebody right now, but in my heart is deserving, Allah Ta'ala give me the heart that alhamdulillah, I'm servicing this loan, got a car, got a house, and I can take one for you also. And I can afford it. I don't have the full cash right now, but I can service the loan for you. So this buzruk and this wali of Allah, you will take loans with the hope of Allah that I will pay them off in due time. And the time came finally where things became very difficult for him. Became very difficult for him and he couldn't pay. And then all those that he owed were lined up at the house. They all are waiting and he was in his final illness. And they're all waiting for their money. You borrowed and now you can't pay. Say, inshallah, it'll come. And he's making dua to Allah. Ya Allah, send it through. Ya Allah, send it through. They all are waiting, lined up. Then he is outside one young boy selling mithai. Mithai barfi. So he thought to himself, here's an opportunity, let me feed these people waiting here, giving them taklif after all, let's feed them. So he called the youngster in. Say, how much you have? He says, my mother made so much for the day, distribute it, feed all the people over here. So he fed them. After he fed them, then he came to the friend of Allah, he says, now, it came to so much. So he told him, I don't have the money, you also join the queue. The boy says, no, you have to pay me. I can't go home, my mother will shout me, my mother will hit me. And he's telling that friend of Allah, you have to pay me now. And as now he's imploring, he burst out crying. If I go home, my mother is going to hit me. She's going to shout me. And he burst out crying. As soon as he cried, somebody knocked the door. Buzuk said, come in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Khairat kisi tabir. Alhamdulillah. All well. He got a parcel for you. He left it there and he went away. Open the parcel, exact amount of money. Then from the unseen, the voice came that, oh my friend, I was waiting for somebody to cry. Already was somebody to cry. Fine, his young boy cried. Allah Ta'ala sent it. Kam karne wale bohot hai, rone wale bohot kam. Those that are doing the work are plenty, those that will take the pain in the heart. That, Ya Allah, how many don't know you? They don't know your beauty, they don't know your rahmat, they don't know how appreciative you are, they don't know how much, Ya Allah, you'll give them or little. But they're looking for enjoyment everywhere else. So Allah Ta'ala, give us the reality. You are sitting here with this fikr, my dear brothers. There shouldn't be that on this night, one young boy, one young girl, that destroys their life forever. One drug, one pool, one drink, one club, one haram activity, one impious friend, and years are gone after that. Years are gone. One youngster walk, driving a new car in a certain town, picks up another friend. He too now is on some tablets. He tells the young man, nice car you got, just bought it recently, very smart. Try this, you'll enjoy it. He said, I won't have it. Try it. Nothing will happen to you. It's just one tablet only. The car you take from the pharmacy. Nothing will happen. You won't get a headache. But it's a headache for life. Became a headache for life. And from that one tablet went to two and three and a whole card. And how many marriages and how many years got destroyed after that. Just one impious friend. Therefore we make so much of shukr to Allah. Ya Allah, you linked us to the masjid, to people of the masjid, effort of da'wat and tabligh, to the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Otherwise, who has the himmat and courage to do good? Zakim Sahib Rahimullah will say to make dua, Ya Allah, you gave me courage to do evil and haram, and you also have given me courage to do good. Ya Allah, he said, make dua. Ya Allah, give me the ability to use that courage. Give me the ability to use that courage. Like how I use courage for wrong, I can use that courage, what you call himmat. I've got the courage to do the right thing. Ya Allah, give me tawfiq to use it. Give me tawfiq to use it in the correct manner to save myself from guna and sin. So we're sitting here, my dear brothers, with duas in our heart. How many are making plans tonight? How many a young girl also is prepared now to run away from home tonight? How many a young boy? What will happen out there in the streets? We don't want to even know about it. Our Kabir said, don't hear about the sin also. Don't even ask, don't even go and search online. Because a person may be far from the sin, but he wants to know about it. Qiyamah's day, he'll be part of the people that are of the sin. Because his heart was there. Many people are there because they're living in the area possibly, but they detest it. And they're making dua and istighfar according to the records by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you're not part of it. Although you were there, but your heart wasn't there. Like how many a person may be here, but the heart is Madina Munawwara, is really there. And how many are there in Madina Munawwara, but the heart is elsewhere. What's happening in the world, what's happening in sports, what's happening in that country, still on the Instagram and the TikTok, wants to know everything out of Madina Munawwara, physically there, spiritually not there. Qalban, according to the heart is not there. So to make du'as in our heart, Ya Allah, tonight, let the zameen and the earth be purified and clean. Ya Allah, put them to sleep if it has to be. Block the car, picking them up. It shouldn't happen that they go out. Rather bring them to a pious environment. Just by making dua, how it will happen, this car guzari you mentioned many a time, where a certain person in a Western country, and not from Asian background, white background, in his dream he sees a certain person giving him da'wah towards Islam. When he wakes up in the morning, he gets inspired, he goes to the local Islamic center, and he takes the shahadat. He takes the shahadat and years later, he's making tawaf. And as he's making tawaf, he sees somebody in the mataf, while making tawaf, and he gets hold of the person's hand, makes salam with him. That person gets taken aback, that, who are you? He says, I know you. He says, how do you know me? I saw you in a dream years ago. You saw me in a dream, we never met before. I saw you in my dream, you gave me da'wah towards Islam. And because of your da'wah in my dream, I accepted Islam. So I don't know who you are. He says, I don't know you, but I saw you in my dream. Then when he asked him when this dream happened, how many years ago, what date, which month, etc. And this brother was a Pakistani brother also, involved in the effort of da'wah and tabligh, giving yearly time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he backtracked and he saw, and his records, that this person saw the dream at the time when this Pakistani brother was out for 1 year in the path of Allah. Where he was making gush, where Allah spread hidayah. For Allah, there is no boundaries. We know when it's snowing on the bergs, we feel cold over here. There's something which is natural phenomena. That we feel the cold over here. In the same way, it shouldn't be the heat of sin gets hold of my heart. It should be the coolness and the burn of Allah's muhabbat catches those hearts. Catches those hearts that Allah, those hearts are pulled towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah just wants to see those hearts that have this desire. They are hearts that have this desire for hidayat. Allah opens the doors of hidayat. How much talab and desire we will have for our own hidayat in Islam, for mankind, Allah Ta'ala causes the effect accordingly. That is why Hazrat says, we make intention, Ya Allah, hidayat for mankind and for jinnah. But Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was sent to man and to jinn. So he was sent for both. Although we are mukallaf obligated for the hidayat of mankind to make the effort of hidayat. We can't guide anyone. We can make the effort of hidayat. But you make niyat, Ya Allah, make this a means of hidayat for jinnat also. They also get hidayat. You'll get the full reward of it. Ya sadqa jariya. You'll get the reward. Person leaves this world, he'll continue getting the reward. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding. Inshallah, give us tawfiq. We're supposed to have some ash'ar, but Maulana Sahib couldn't make it. So we request from the brothers, who can render some ash'ar for us, inshallah? The brothers know some, whether qasida, burda, or any ash'ar. But this can come forward, inshallah. Shouldn't feel shy. It's an informal program tonight. Gee, who is there? Anybody knows anybody can tap him, inshallah. There were some madrasa boys also here. You want a short one, few lines? Gee, who is here? Gee, wala, aye bhai. Kuch suna? Kuch suna de? You get inspired, inshallah. Dekho phone mein kya hai? Kuch hai? Or something there? Bismillah, come. Wala, I'll check what he's got there, inshallah. These ash'ar, Zakim Sahib Rahimahullah, is called them ash'ar poetry. And all Zakim Sahib Rahimah's poetry that he wrote in the love of Allah actually bayans. These were bayans that Zakim Sahib Rahimahullah noted his bayans down in poetry form. And when a person is in love, Allah Ta'ala inspires him, and most of the poetry were written at tahajjud time. He would wake up crying uncontrollably that, Ya Allah, where will I find you? Where will I get your muhabbat? How to connect insan to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So these ash'ar, Zakim Sahib Rahimah will say, Akhtar ki ash'ar hai. This is Akhtar's poem. Somebody took, made an objection. Why you keep on saying it's your poem? He says, it's your son, what you'll say? It's my son. Because he came from you. But these poems are born from my heart. So they're my poetry. Allah Ta'ala put in my heart. And they're dear to me because it connects me to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Well, these poems also, rendering ash'ar, is just something which is bid'at. And we don't do it now for entertainment. There are those that have musical tones, or they have some rhythm, or some beat, or some vibe, etc. Then those are not the poems we listen to. Listen to the poetry of pious people, of impious people. Effect is different. What the person wrote, what was the inspiration behind it, what was the zeal behind it, what he wants in the listener, that's important. What you want to put into the listener's heart, like, as the Shaykh al-Hadith, as Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayh, when he wrote Fadail al-Sadaqat, Fazail al-Amal, what he had in his heart, the ink didn't flow from the pen, it flowed from the heart. That this kitab was effect heart. That is why Hadith Naqudah Sahib rahimullah mentioned that this kitab, Fazail al-Amal, has produced millions of awliya. How many read this kitab and changed their lives? So we listen to the ash'ar and poetry and nazams or hamd or naat or those that are pious people. Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullahi Qari, Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullahi Ali, or great akabir. They wrote this now with the pain in their heart and love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The effect is different. Nowadays most of us are listening to it because of the tune. Don't understand anything, but the tune is nice. It gives a bit of a beat, it's entertainment. So we want halal entertainment. And Quran says, dunya is not a place of entertainment. It's a place of amal, iman, taqwa. And in this Allah Ta'ala has kept enjoyment, inshallah. Ayyamun.